the story starts, if you hear anyone coughing, just know that it's most likely me or this person right here.
We kicked him!
Because we are very, very coughy today. On a hot summer afternoon, Bark's family was getting ready for his family reunion. Now, his family reunion isn't like, oh, his aunts and uncles and cousins are coming. His immediate family, like his brothers, sisters, and mom, live so far away that they get together on 4th of July for a family reunion every single year because that's how far away they are. I mean, it's nice to go back and forth and talk to each other anyways on 4th of July, but back to the reunion.
Okay, so Bridge, what are you looking forward to the most on this evening?
Well, looking forward to the fireworks and the snacks.
Yeah, I love the snacks.
Go to the fireworks.
Cheesy Puffs.
Corn.
I also look forward to the hamburgers.
You sound
like you're freaking out. Why are you freaking out about hamburgers?
Because I love hamburgers.
Okay. You know, today you've been doing this weird voice. Can you please stop? It's started weirding me out.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyways.
Yes.
Anyways, I'm going to go inside and talk to Mom and see where Cousin Chip is. I mean,
okay.
He usually comes to this, even though it's sort of like a family. He's the only extended family that comes to this thing. I mean, I guess since, given that he lives so close by, that he literally lives down the block. Anyways.
We live in Alabama.
I forgot. You forgot where you live. You live in Washington, D.C., dude.
Yeah.
It's okay, Branch. Stop messing with the Kleenex. Okay. Hey, Ma. Where's Cousin Chip?
I don't know.
Should we call him?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm gonna go call him.
Okay, have fun.
Okay, so I'm just gonna type in the number. The music. Anyways. Now, let's see. Oh, hello, Chip. Yeah, where are you? Oh, that's too bad. Well, hope you have fun with your work. Anyways. Yeah, I need to hang up now. Good night. So, good news and bad news. He's alive, is the good news. Bad news, he can't come because he has too much work. Yeah, I agree.
I love 4th of July.
Me too, so does Chip. Anyway,
what about Chip?
Chip loves the chip. Chip always has the chips. I know, Well, at least we'll actually be able to eat the first bag of chips. There might actually be leftover chips for that one. Yes, he eats. And if there's any leftover chips, he devours them like a vacuum. He vacuums them up into his mouth. Got you.
Three hours later, when it's time for the fireworks to go off.
Okay, Mom, can I set off a firework?
If I see you do it, yes.
Yay!
Wait, why am I asking you? I'm an adult! Anyways, it's still dangerous and I should ask the owner of the fireworks. Okay, I'm gonna set off a firework. Keep lighting it. Okay, and not the noise.
See, no, what is the noise? I thought that sounded like a tree.
No, see, you aren't listening correctly. I'll set off another one. See, I go. The firework don't go boom.
Why aren't the fireworks going boom? Fireworks are supposed to go boom.
Ah, dang it. The fireworks have been sitting in the cold, wet grass. So they're very wet and cold.
Then how could you light them on fire?
Are you doing a... Well, do you even know how a firework works?
Not really.
Okay, so see, a firework is paper wrapped around gunpowder with a point at the top. And then the little string that you light leads up inside the paper to the gunpowder.
And it goes.
And the gunpowder explodes, and that makes the firework go out.
And then
eventually all the gunpowder explodes and creates this huge flower in the sky. Basically, I'm not like a firework engineer.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. I wish you were.
Oh, look, a fire engineer.
Yeah, I know what she
meant.
There's a fire engineer in a truck.
Yeah.
Did it drive by us at 76 miles per hour?
72 miles per hour.
There is no way that guy could have helped us. That person could have helped us, given the fact that they were passing at 72 miles per hour in their truck. Yeah, don't lean backwards in your chair. Anyways, I wonder how we're gonna dry out the fireworks. Ooh, I know. What if we took a firework and used a fan to dry it off?
Sure, but where's that gonna
dry? No, we use the let's use a towel to dry it off.
Okay, let's try.
So let's see. Tell it off.
Hey, not that would be off.
Whoops, sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Toweling. Okay, now let's try and set it off.
So that's the deal.
Okay, that's better. Let's try it. I wonder what how else could we dry it off? We could use a fan.
Yeah, that was my first idea, so it probably should have been the first thing we thought of.
Done.
We should have done that first. Okay, let's try it. Do fans. Why are you blowing on the fan? I just turned it off. Why are you blowing on the fan? The fan's off. Why are you blowing on it?
No. Anyways, let's see if the firework will go off now.
Why are you talking about sound effects? Are you breaking the fourth wall, Branch?
No.
Okay.
Okay. It went off. It made the sound. It was just like a tiny little red spark.
I mean, just like the size of my fist.
Nice.
My fist is super small, though.
And it's bigger than mine.
I mean, yeah, that's because you're littler than me.
For my breakfast.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
You beat me.
Anyways. Let's use the unthinkable.
Catapult?
Why would we use a catapult to try a firework?
Me.
Anyone know? Well, let's come back to this. Let's help our mom set up the 4th of July, 4th of July dinner.
So, but she's almost done.
Let's help, anyways.
I'll help you with.
Okay. I'll sit here and think of more ways to do stuff.
You sound busy in there, Branch and Mom.
Solve with fireworks more.
Okay, Branch, any other ideas on how to make these fireworks dry?
I mean, worst case scenario, we have to buy more fireworks, which given that it's right before we have to set them off would be very inconvenient given that it's 4th of July. And I think they're all sold out of fireworks at the nearest store. And the second nearest store is like 1,500 miles that way.
Yes, I would buy. I would like to buy 100 more.
No, you wouldn't! No, you wouldn't! We can still do this! We can still do this!
Oh, wait, no, make that one tiny one, just to make sure. Oh, but make it be really, really big, but not too big. Like, don't Don't make it that size of our house.
Okay? I said no new fireworks.
I don't worry, it's really tiny. Hopefully.
Did you just say hopefully?
Did you just say hopefully?
Here it comes. Why is that firework so big? It's bigger than our house.
Well, yeah, you said, and try
and make it as big as our house.
No. Well, I want to set it up.
Here we go. Wait, let's wait to set that up until we're done troubleshooting, because that can be something where it's like, oh, well, we can set that up just in case we can't get the other fireworks wrong.
I'm setting it outside.
I know.
Branch, don't you dare set that thing off. It's outside now.
No setting it off, though.
It's outside. They don't accept it to me. down. Stop lying. You're lying right now. Do not lie.
Yeah, this is a pizza. What actually happened
was that the firework got here. It's when I'm pretending to try to light it. You stop me from actually getting close to it.
That's why it wasn't lighting.
You're confused.
Yeah.
Wish I could go to bed tonight with that very beautiful rainbow firework still imprinted in my imagination. It was very beautiful.
Do not make those sounds, Branch.
I'm trying to go to sleep.
Anyways, good night, Branch.
Night!
And they all went to sleep and woke up the next morning feeling very nice. Science Tales is a fantasy plus science podcast. Its writer is Dr. Panda. Its co-writer is
Detective.
Our producer and co-producers are Dr. Panda and Twig. Our editor is the narrator. Our sound effects are by
Bill Arrow
and the Anchor app. Our inspirational supporter is Bogey, our dog. This podcast is recorded in a live studio audience. If you want to send in a voice message, type in anchor.fm/DylanAlbertRousseau/messages. Thank you.